everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha.
This episode is about money. First of all, money is uncountable.
Exactly, because I have none. I can't count what I don't have.
That's not what I meant.
All right. Money is uncountable. We can't say one money, two monies. We can count dollars, $1, $2, or euros, 1 euro, 2 euros. But money is an abstract notion, and it's an uncountable noun. That's why we say money is, not money are.
Now, let's talk about cash money. For example, here's my wallet.
You have money in your wallet?
A bit.
I have spider webs in mine. Okay, Marta. That's paper money.
Here it is.
Bills. We call them bills. For example, a $10 bill or a 20 euro bill. Okay. That's metal currency instead. We call those small metal pieces coins.
Okay, bills and coins. The $1 bill can be called a buck, right?
Yes, that's why we can say bucks whenever we mean dollars. It's informal, but for example, Marta, I'm running out of cash. Could you lend me 10 bucks, please?
Sure, 10 bucks for you, Cindy. Here you are.
Can you lend me a Benjamin?
A Benjamin?
That's a nickname for a $100 bill, because Benjamin Franklin is pictured on the bill.
Ah, okay. So if you mention Benjamins, you are referring to $100 bills. And the answer to your question is, no, I'm not giving you a Benjamin. Sorry.
All right. I was just kidding. Now, let's talk about coins. They have nicknames too. A 1 cent coin is a penny. A 5 cent coin is a nickel. A 10 cent coin is a dime. And a 25 cent coin is a quarter.
Right. 1 cent, penny. 5 cent, nickel. 10 cent, dime. 25 cent, quarter.
For example, imagine I'm a poor person approaching you at the station. I would say, Madam, can you spare a dime, please?
A dime? 10 cents. Yes, sure.
Madam, can you spare a Benjamin, please?
Wait a minute. A Benjamin is a $100 bill. I'm afraid that's a little too much. Nice try, though.
I tried. Talking about coins, sometimes we toss a coin to make a decision in a neutral way. That's what happens in sports. For example, the referee tosses a coin at the beginning of a match to see which team is going to start first.
Okay, let's toss a coin to decide who is going to talk about idioms regarding money.
Heads or tails, Marta? That means the face, the head of the coin, or the other side of the coin. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Okay, tails for me. Let's see. Tails.
Okay, you won. So go ahead, give us an idiom about money.
All right. I know 3 idioms about money mentioning body parts. To cost an arm and a leg. That means to cost a lot. For example, my new laptop computer cost me an arm and a leg.
To cost an arm and a leg. Okay.
Another one is to have an itchy palm. That means to ask for tips. For example, that valet has an itchy palm. His hand is always out asking for money.
To have an itchy palm. Got it.
Third one, to have sticky fingers, to be a thief. For example, the new shop assistant has sticky fingers, and many items in the store have disappeared. They've stolen many items from the shop. The shop assistant has sticky fingers.
To have sticky fingers. Mm-hmm.
Marta, hey, a penny for your thoughts.
Oh yes, the Rolling Stones. That's where I heard sticky fingers before. Now I remember. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're right.
By the way, what did you mean when you told me a penny for your thoughts?
That's another idiom. It's a nice way of asking someone what they are thinking. Penny for your thoughts. What are you thinking about?
A penny for your thoughts. Nice one. I like it.
Okay, Marta, let's move on. We have to hurry up. Come on. Time is money.
Yeah, that's another idiom I've heard many times. Time is money.
Time is valuable, so don't waste it. Time is money.
Another idiom I've heard is money doesn't grow on trees.
Mm-hmm, it doesn't, so be careful. Do not spend your money like there's no tomorrow, because you only have a limited amount of money. Money doesn't grow on trees. If you're not careful, you can end up broke. You can go broke.
And that means to lose all of your money, to become bankrupt, to go broke.
Exactly. When you have no money left, you are down and out.
That reminds me of a song. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. Eric Clapton's acoustic version is just wonderful.
It's sad but true. When you're down and out, when you have no money left, only a few good friends stick around to help you. The other people kind of disappear.
Mm-hmm.
On the contrary, if you have a lot of money, you have the power and the influence to get things done. That's what we mean when we say money talks. Wealth helps to get one's way.
Money talks.
Marta, how do you feel about money?
Well, as long as I earn enough money to live, I'm okay.
You mean to make a living. We all have to work hard to make a living nowadays because the cost of living is getting higher and higher. Sometimes it's hard to make ends meet.
To make ends meet?
Yeah, to pay for your monthly expenses, the rent, the telephone bill, pet food, and so on. Well, I hope our listeners are not struggling to make ends meet. I hope they have enough money to make a living and make their dreams come true.
Yeah, everybody, thank you for listening to this episode. Hey, don't forget to visit our website at www.myamericanfriendblog.com, where you can read the transcript and the money-related expressions we've used, like
bills, coins, bucks, Benjamins, penny, nickel, dime, quarter, heads or tails, to cost an arm and a leg, to have an itchy palm, to have sticky fingers, a penny for your thoughts, time is money, money doesn't grow on trees, to go broke, to be down and out, money talks, to make a living, to make your dreams come true.
Thank you again for your support. Keep listening to our podcast on iTunes or on Podomatic.
Also, stop by our Facebook page and say hi. Or follow us on Twitter or browse our videos on YouTube. Thanks for listening, everyone. Now, Marta, let's go and have lunch.
Okay, let's go. I'm buying.
No, you don't need to. Let's go Dutch. Let's share the cost of the meal. Let's go Dutch.
No, really, I'm buying. I have a Benjamin.
You have $100? Did you break your piggy bank or something? Okay, Miss Moneybags, then you can pay for dinner, too.
Come on, let's go. Bye, everybody. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
My American Friend.